LendingCart Technologies Private Limited, a lending platform for small, medium, and micro enterprises, has raised 319 crore, $42 million at current exchange rate, in its Series D funding round. Ahmedabad-based LendingCart has raised this capital from existing investors, it said in a statement. These include Fullerton Financial Holdings, Bertelsmann India Investments, Systema Asia Fund, and India Quotient. A part of this capital infusion was reported in August last year, with the company announcing a raise of 212 crore, around $30 million. Following the entire exercise, LendingCart has now raised over 1,050 crore in equity capital from its investors. It will use the funding it has raised to expand its lending base and increase its outreach to micro, small and medium enterprises. The funding will also be used to enhance its technological and analytical infrastructure. LendingCart was founded in 2014 by Harshvardhan Lunia and Mukul Sachan. It operates two entities and LendingCart Technologies Private Limited and LendingCart Finance, which was formerly known as Adrian Fine Limited. Andaltquo, during these unprecedented times, MSMEs that are the backbone of the economy have significantly suffered grappling with varied economic uncertainties, andaltquo, Lunia said. And NBSP. Andaltquo, the fresh round of funding will play a pivotal role in aiding us to help these impacted MSMEs to ensure business continuity amidst the ongoing crisis. Andaltquo. Prior to this Series D round, LendingCart had raised equity funding in February 2018. It had received 565 crore, $87 million, in a Series C round of funding led by Fullerton. Other participants in that round included Systema Asia Fund, Bertelsmann India Investment, Mayfield India, India Quotient, and Sama Capital. In June last year, LendingCart raised 80 crore from Alteria Capital in one of the biggest venture debt fundings to an Indian startup. According to Vkej, the data research arm of Mosaic Digital, LendingCart reported consolidated net sales of 236 crore for the 2019 financial year. It reported a positive EBITDA, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, of 97 crore for the same period.